the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Yeah, whatever.
Go feeding leopards in France and whatnot.
Yeah, go on with your bed, so. All right, so.
I want a big hot breakfast.
I'm hungry. Breakfast.
Choice is yours. Breakfast or a spa package?
Dude.
What's your choice?
Why the hell did, again, we're marketing geniuses. Why did Carl's Jr. never do a hot Carl breakfast?
Dude.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Is that not perfect? What? Now, Hardee's couldn't do it, but hot Carl's could.
What would you, I don't even want to know. Chili in the morning? Too soon.
I think Hardee's should have come out with decorative armbands you could wear. It said Hardee's all over it.
That'd be cool. Cheese.
For the Hardee's boys.
No, not for. Oh, they could have ran with it with them too. Hardee looks like he's been to Hardee's a couple times. They could use him.
I can't figure him out.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
This can't get a look on him. Is he hot though?
In his own little way.
Now, what does that mean?
That's the way she says it about us. She has to.
You guys are handsome.
You gotta say that.
You think you're hideous?
No.
No, you're good looking.
Oh, you sound really convinced the way you said it.
You sound good looking. You got a real pretty face.
I'm gonna be careful what I say because you all have women.
Am I a hell of a good cook?
And when you know, I love your wife. I've met your girlfriend. I like her. I don't want to hurt their feelings and say that I'm getting creepy with their significant others.
She did say you were getting a little handsy with her.
Yeah. So for that.
I was what?
You were taking off your shoe and running it up her leg?
What's up with that?
When?
At the bar.
We're talking about like side of the foot, up the leg.
You put your hand up her skirt?
Like this right here. Both hands.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And you're like, oh, I was trying to grab my purse. What is this?
You stole her panties.
You did.
I think you're over.
Exactly. You mailed them to yourself too.
Okay.
You're a panty pocketer.
You went down to Washington Street and you mailed panties to yourself.
I'm a terrible person.
Yeah. Breaking news.
I can't remember that ever happened.
There's no rehab for panty stealing.
All right. So today.
Panty sniffer stealer.
No. I wasn't the bad one in that room, I'll have you know.
If you played basketball, you'd never be Penny Hardaway.
Somebody else was out of control.
Penny Hardaway.
I was trying to, you know, keep little that panty person calm.
Yes.
And then it went out to
the. I was kidding. She didn't say you hit on her.
No, I know that. Okay. So.
You did steal her panties, though. She wasn't wearing none. They're not. Just kidding.
Whoops.
Just kidding. I really should pull back on that. I was just kidding.
You should.
Just kidding.
You should.
You might not want me to say that.
So there was a study.
That's what I always do.
You and your mouth.
I know.
So there was a study that the average American says the real start of summer is May 21st today. However, summer doesn't officially begin until Sunday, June 21st.
We're still getting all them April showers here in Plum May.
Yeah, we're getting too many of them.
We need that. But today is actually National Waitstaff Day, so tip your waitstaff.
Oh, Paige, are you gonna have us working in a diner, holding trays of food?
Oh yes. Yeah, what are you gonna have us doing? Are we gonna look like Alice?
Make me flow. I wanna kiss my grits.
Make me the lady from Spartanburg who was on that show.
I don't know.
The blonde later on after Flo left. You'd be male.
Or we, and Roseanne's working the open face sandwiches.
Loose meat.
Yep.
What was the show again?
He said Alice. I say Roseanne.
Alice. Yeah, it was Alice. Okay, I'll see if I can do it. Trademarks. I don't know.
Yes.
I'd love
to trade him, but no one will take him.
Okay.
I'd rather have grill marks. I'm just kidding about that, too.
It's my nickname. Yeah, I got an apron that says it. They got one that says "Kiss the Cook." Yeah, it's pointing here. They got one that makes me look like a sheriff because the mitts are guns. Yeah.
What's he call his skid loader? Paige?
Yeah, I don't know.
Breaking news: you're a horrible person, and you sniff panties. What else?
You steal them too.
My God, I do not. All right, so Jessica Simpson.
Thrift store panties at that.
Yes.
Oh, God, no. We don't even resell those.
She stole them from Pluto's Closet.
That's what it is.
I use a parody so they can't see
you. You can't sell used undergarments, can
Gorsh!
You?
You want to sell your used panties? Come to Pluto's.
Nobody would buy that.
We got panties with all kind of different conditions in them.
Although we did
turn them into Kyle now.
Although we did sell bathing suits, and that's kind of like the same thing. That's just as gross.
We also get into beds at hotel rooms where people have been boinking on all night long and don't think anything about it.
And you hold the remote control, which is the nastiest thing.
I can't do a goofy, but it's fun. Oh, we got panties that look like floss in the back. They're real thin and small. That turns into an R-worded Harry Carey a little bit.
Yeah, you see
that. We got panties that's
weird.
Don't look like you're wearing anything at all back there.
Wait a minute, we're doing Goofy.
Ball two.
Pluto was the dog. Cubbies. It didn't talk.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Goofy. Yeah, we're doing Goofy's Closet.
Yeah. Didn't have a nice ring to it at that point.
No, it didn't. All right.
All right.
Do they call it Plato's Closet because they're all wearing togas and carrying around books?
I have no idea. I tried to sell some clothes there. And they didn't buy any of mine, but they bought.
Well, you cut the nipples out of all your shirts.
You did. Right. Like, what is this? This shirt looks like Homer Simpson.
You bring this in for Kim?
They bought one of mine, but they bought some stuff that was like my husband's. And they bought some of that.
Huh?
I don't know.
You got any bras you want to sell? We'll buy some bras.
And then I took
a gently used gimp mask.
Well, I took mine. It was like some designer stuff that was.
Bugle Boy.
Really nice.
Jordache.
And I wanted more money for it, and they were going to give me nothing, so I took it somewhere else.
Wow.
You know where she took it? She took it to an alley where I was there with a fistful of cash.
David Blaine, what are you doing buying pants?
Why am I so turned on by David Blaine? And
psychologically, I do not know, but there's something going on there with that.
He was on the island.
I want to buy some socks, and I'll make them disappear. I'll make them so stiff they walk on their own. You ever seen a pair of socks walk by themselves? Give me 3 minutes with them. I'll show you how it works.
3 minutes. You're going to do it twice?
I don't know. It's so weird.
You got to have enough for each sock.
That was a chair. I was like, I keep talking, but I don't know. All right. So Jessica Simpson explained why she and her mom flew first class to Hawaii while her kids were in coach.
Chairs leaning the
she
wrong way.
She blamed her mother, saying that she's the one who bought the tickets. I kind of believe that story, but I would.
No, a lot of celebrities do that.
This is child abuse is what
Will
it is.
Ferrell does that when he and his wife and kids go on vacation or something. I saw this a while back where he says that.
They talk too much.
Homeboy, you never shut up. No, he's like, I've done all this work. Why am I just going to give them these luxuries? They should have to earn it like I did.
So they got to sit and coach.
I think that's ridiculous. It's your family. Sit with your family. Enjoy the time together. You're on vacation.
I see both sides of it. Now, I'm not going to put it on, if it's like she's, now at her age, yeah, I'd let her. You know, if she wants to throw in and pay the difference, she can sit up front with us.
I'm just seeing if I go somewhere, say I take Jared to Disneyland or something fun like that. I'm not going to sit in
I borrowed Big Brown's cell phone today.
I'm not going to sit in first class and put my son in coach.
Right.
That's rude. Yes. Like, aren't you related? Well, I'm going to put him in the back because he's not as good as I am. I think that is just, I don't know. But
Paige actually has a truck, and when she takes him to dinner, she makes him ride in the bed.
I do not.
That is his bed, actually.
It is. He has
a hammer inside.
Not true.
He's living in the back of the truck.
Your door open. You mean the tailgate, Mom?
Oh, my God, not true.
The neighbor walking around trying to service the neighborhood.
I drove this poor child around in the Barbie car for so long until he started getting too tall. Like, he was uncomfortable. And he's sitting
the two-seater she has.
He's like this, so I had to get a car that was bigger for him to drive around with.
So this sucks. I don't want to ride in this freaking small car. He did say that.
Maybe his head knocked out the back window that time.
He did.
Man. I'm finally glad you got a car that turns into a TLC commercial. But I'm glad you finally got a car that's reliable and then stuff wasn't falling off of it.
I know.
Did you go see P1 Bazooka Joe?
I think you did. I did. He was great. Mm. We drove some different things, but I fell in love with my car.
Anyways. Well.
All right, well,
sucker knows his rides.
Yes, he does.
He knows two things. Having a kick-ass beard. Yeah. In cars.
He does.
And the other, basic stuff you should
know. I will say he drinks pretty strong, too. I mean, he parties. He showed me the ropes. I mean, not like that.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Get it done.
Okay. It got my interest peaked.
It ain't gonna do itself, my fault.
Wow. Keep talking, buddy.
That's a shout out to the Cowboys, Phil Maffa. He used to play for the Clemson Tigers.
I thought you were talking about the rock where it's okay, the heart to latch on.
Oh, God.
Try to give him to breastfeed him.
What?
Oh, man.
It's a whole big thing. The rock tried to tell Kevin Hart he's to latch on to this nipple.
Yeah.
He's got some big pecs, I guess.
Yeah,
at least one. I think he's just got the one. But
all right, this is the more that Paige goes and prints this off for me, the DM.
Okay, you want me to do another one?
No, it's just
another person.
It's very like.
Is this like deep as far as?
No, it's just like when someone DMs you, and this is not
a
like,
message, by the way.
Huh?
This dong message.
If you send a dong message, a direct message, and
that's how man. That's their like business card.
Like this guy is like he's sending four or five without you even responding.
Mm. Paige is gonna piss him off.
I just don't know what to say. Like honestly,
I'll do an impression because it's only on one paper. I was gonna say we could do it dramatically, but you don't have a copy.
I don't have a copy. Thought I was getting a copy.
Well, here, it didn't print. I'm sorry.
What do I want with blank paper?
Send me a voice message back.
It scared me.
And all you have to say is,
it's not the same guy. It's not the same guy. People already texting in. Was it the P asterisk Y guy?
It's not Kiss from a Frog.
No.
I'll kiss you. God, play that part. That's the part I don't understand. Was he talking about like your princess that would turn him into a frog or him home by midnight, your slipper or whatever?
I don't know.
I forget that story. Was that the last one?
I dropped down on one knee, grab your hand, and give it a kiss from a frog.
So maybe he has a pet.
I'm going to turn him into a prince.
Kiss from a frog.
I'm going to kiss you from a frog.
I don't know. This boy world, I don't understand.
Okay. Hey, Paige, how are you? Doing well. How are you? I'm good. 2 days later. Do you like Victoria's Secret?
Oh.
No comment. I'll send you money to radio station. I'm just trying to be a gentleman. 2 days later. Gorgeous. Good morning to you. An hour later.
Oh, an hour.
Where do you like to shop at?
Lidl.
Now, she's ignored all these questions, and then that one she responds to.
She loves Adam and Eve and Lidl. If they had a combo store, she'd be there every day.
I shop at Dillard's. What's your favorite restaurant? No response. What is your favorite restaurant? I don't even know that answer.
I don't even know anymore.
You don't talk about eating out.
I don't.
Do you eat out very often?
No.
No. When's the last time you ate out? When's the last time you've eaten out with someone?
The last time I went to the Bohemian was dinner like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you ate out Bohemian?
I did.
Wow.
That was interesting.
How did you meet?
It was business.
Oh, you had to pay. Okay.
Usually I like to cook my food.
Oh.
Remember I was working in a restaurant, so it wasn't a...
Oh, I worked at Chick-fil-A, and I hate cooking.
Yeah.
I'll send you money to radio station. No comment on the where do you like to eat, your favorite restaurant. No comment. It would just be an honor to meet you.
But the one message, very interesting.
Where are you?
That one. No, it's not that one.
I thought you lived in Greenville. My dad family lives in Fountain Inn.
The fact that he didn't ask you where you stay at tells me that he's an old white guy.
She responds to that, I do live in Greenville.
Paige, why are you telling where you live?
Do you have Cash App? That's what he asked her. Do you have Cash App?
Respond back, no, comma, not a drug dealer.
Why do you ask? Maybe I will send you money for a dress or outfit. Smiley kissy emoji. Where do you like to shop at? You know, she already said Dillard's.
I know, man.
I am just trying to be nice. No hate. An hour later, please. An hour, dude, almost an hour exact, like he's got a timer set up. Where do you like to shop at? This guy, this might be a bot page. He's not retaining any of this information.
He's persistent.
Please, just trying to be a gentleman. Gorgeous, where are you? Gorgeous, where do you like to shop at? Do you like Victoria's Secret? I want to buy you a dress and outfit. Please, praying hands emoji.
Jeez.
Well, sweet dreams, gorgeous. And then the next morning, how are you, gorgeous? Please, just trying to be a gentleman. Where do you like to, dude, this is a bot now. Where do you like to shop at? No, it's not a bot. You're not on 933 anymore. Yes, I am. What's your favorite restaurant? It would be an honor to meet you. God, Paige.
The ones you respond to are kind of, like, I don't get the...
She said, yes, I do live in Greenville, where her favorite place to shop is. And, yes, she has Cash App. Why do you ask?
Do you like
I need you to send me some money.
No.
What if this guy's going to... You know,
where's the one you were reading yesterday about the spa? That was the one.
That one didn't print.
If, you know, these apps, you can look up people's names. If he knows your name, you can look it up and just send it to you anyway.
But you have to allow that, right?
I think he just sits there, doesn't it? Like in the middle.
I don't know. I always forget to go to those on there. I self-admit, oh, she's giving me her phone.
That's a lot of trust right there.
Please don't.
I'm not going to scroll through anything.
Don't answer.
That's what she's worried about, the answer.
I mean,
you can scroll picture. You can scroll the Hooter pics you want.
Okay, let me scroll back here. How are you? Are you mad at me? Oh, my God.
Now, what's the time frame here?
Okay, so a lot. Like
this goes back like a way time?
This goes back to February 1st.
God.
You are so gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. Hey, that's a compliment. Well, thank you. Do you like Victoria's Secret? Do you like Victoria's Secret? You're so gorgeous. You're too gorgeous. You're too kind. I thought you lived in Greenville. I do. My dad's family lives in Fountainhead. Okay, this is where we ask. What do you like to shop at? I like Dillard's. You're not at 933 anymore. Yes, I am. What's your favorite restaurant? It would be an honor to meet you. I want to buy you a dress and outfit. What size bra do you wear?
Oh, no. I bet you anything she answered that one.
No.
You didn't answer that one?
Then the next day, how are you, gorgeous? Doing well. How are you? I'm good. Do you like Victoria's Secret? Not really. Oh. You don't like Victoria's Secret?
What? Yeah, like I wrote it to you just now.
I don't ever go in there, honestly.
Okay.
Well, I do. I like to sit outside of it and watch people go in and out.
It's nice, but... The stuff sometimes doesn't.
I will send you money for a dress or outfit or lingerie, or if you want to get dinner or drinks, if that's okay. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm sorry, I'm at work. I'll send you money to the radio station. Do you have any piercings or tattoos? No. Well, just my ears. I'm sorry for bothering you. You're probably going to block me. I want to buy you shoes. I want to buy you a dress, please.
So you answered that one that you have just your ears pierced.
Do you drink? May I buy you a dress? I hope you have a blessed day. I want to buy you a dress. I want to buy you something. You don't need to. I'm just trying to be gorgeous. I'm just trying to be nice for a gorgeous princess.
He wants to buy you something, like anything. I want to send you to Claire's to get something pierced. You know what I'm saying?
How are you? How are you, single lady? Oh, this is all Paige. You shouldn't have handed me this. Why are you single, lady? Nobody wants me. I'll take you out. Honestly, I don't have a lot of free time right now.
Now, can you see?
You got any kids? Do you drink beer? Do you like sports?
Some.
I got Clemson and Panthers tickets.
Can you see what this guy looks like? Is there like a profile picture?
I'm not going to read his name, Paige. Don't worry.
Because I wonder what she's looking at when his message pops up.
Tell me if you can. I don't want to hit the wrong thing. Wow, that's gosh. Yeah, I mean, you got to appreciate the enthusiasm or the.
This guy's trying to send you money.
Oh.
Does he look like somebody you would date?
Me or her? No, man.
It's not what I expected, to be honest with you.
Well. I mean, he's not being mean.
No, he's not.
You are, and I mean, you know.
So, you know, if he played his cards right, I bet he could meet her. He's going to wear her down. He'd just be persistent with it.
Yeah, but, like, I would not advise that.
But it's a lot.
Yeah, I would not advise that.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 21st of May. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Suck it.
Pretty light today. Yesterday was a murderous row.
Yesterday was a big birthday day.
Plus, it was also a big happy heavenly birthday day.
Oh.
We'll start with this fella right here. He was just named Entertainer of the Year at the ACNs. And I don't know a whole lot of his music, to be honest with you. He opened for George Strait in Clemson.
He wrote this song to radio, the guy from down at...
He did not.
No.
Rest in peace. It is...
How old is CJ?
CJ.
Paige?
And it's not Cooter Jennings, it's Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson. CJ. Man, he's one of those
is
tough
he
ones.
In the club? I don't even know who
in
he
the
is.
Club? No, that's 50 Cent you're thinking about. He did that one.
What? Good Lord, woman.
I say 45. I don't know.
34?
Cody Johnson is 39 today. Yeah.
See, it's hard with country music guys because, A, you don't know how long they've been in the business. You know, they could have been doing bars and indie stuff for like 20 years before they finally break through.
Like, how many people in Nashville right now that you don't know of are really good?
Well, he's got a raspy voice, so I thought he's been around for a while.
That's probably from smoking. I don't know if that to be true.
Well, we'll move on to the next one. Happy birthday, Cody.
Happy birthday, Cody. The McDream Cody.
Well, I love this song. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, baby.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Judge Reinhold.
It is Judge Reinhold's birthday, baby. I could have played... some Tom Petty for this.
Yeah, but that right there settles it, though.
For old Brad Hamilton.
That's good.
Let me talk to Dennis. I can probably get you on.
Big Harry Blanky.
Do you remember who was standing beside Brad Hamilton in the line in the gym? He also worked with him in the...
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. People forget that. That was one of his first movies.
But if you watch the credits at the end, that's not his name.
No.
Nicola Coppola.
Coppola. They changed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I could have changed my name.
Because his brother's Ethan Cage. A lot of people, Mr. Ego. A lot of people don't know that.
Christian Cage, cousins.
Yes, and inventor of cage matches.
You know what Christian Cage is? The very last thing that pops up. He's an a-hole.
Yes, he is. And a patriarch.
Okay.
Yep. Judge Reinhold, who...
Billy Rosewood. He's starting to come back a little more. He was in Axel Foley.
Yeah, but like very minor role, like he.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but something happens to Billy in the movie, and he misses most of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that dude is like he's got to be all of 71.
Somebody at the door, Beanie.
68.
Judge Reinhold, Brian Hamilton, aka Billy Rosewood, 69 years old today.
Ah, that's close.
Look at that. Meanie. I don't want to turn it off. It's fun.
You know, you should do that on your birthday. That should be like on your 69th. That should absolutely be done.
like, look, let's see if we can work this out.
Papard's dead. Mr. T.
It is Mr. T's birthday. Okay. Big ass Baracus.
Lawrence Tillman? What is that echo? You hear this?
Yeah, I just don't know where it's coming from. Oh. Is it headphones?
I don't know. I'm on three.
This is not the I wanted to be, this is not the Legion of Doom.
Oh yeah.
Which was just our way to make fun of less fortunate.
Well, it's not. 72. Now I'm going to Google his real name.
73.
Mr. T is who Madman went as 1 year. 74
wow.
years old.
Full fool. Regalia.
Why you dressed as me, fool?
I had the mohawk. My mom got me a bald mask from Wilson's Five and Dime and went and got some black fur from Nancy's or whatever that fabric store was.
Pleages.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
And you know what's oddly enough? They had no handicap parking.
They didn't. Was this before the Americans with Disabilities
Probably
Act?
Probably so. This was the late 80s, yes.
We'll go to Peace Goods, Matthew.
Yeah, anyway, Lawrence Turaud.
Turaud.
T-U-R-E-A-U-D. That sounds French, Paige. How would you say that? Turaud?
Yeah.
Turaud. That's the spot between your fun bun and your mud gun. That's like Kate McKinnon would say.
That's your throat.
Ugh.
Oh, yours. You will not get this, but not only was he a former writer and cast member, he was also a senator from Minnesota.
Oh, dude, Al Franken.
Yeah, Al Franken.
Not going to get it. You're crazy.
Stuart Smalley.
You know, did he drop the Stein from his last name? And for which reason? I don't know. No. Let's see.
God. That was one of the greatest bits with Fred Armisen. He was the super of the building. His name was Frank Stein. But he was dressed like Frankenstein.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to say Phil Hartman is...
Oh, God, he was good,
too. What was he, Frankenstein lawyer?
Yeah, caveman lawyer, and then he was Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Firebird.
God,
it sucks his wife got all coked up and killed him and then killed herself.
I know. Good gracious, 74?
75.
He is 75 years old. Look at you.
Wow.
I want you to look. That's what I want you to do. This one's hard to believe.
Have you know, he would look better as a woman.
God, an older woman. Happy heavenly birthday, Christopher Wallace.
Biggie.
The Ten Commandments. Biggie would have been, you want to guess how old he would have been today? I can't believe it. It seems like it's so long ago. Passed away in 1997.
54.
He would have been 54 years old today.
Wow.
Biggie.
You know, I can't remember how old my nephews are, but I know how old Biggie is. That's awful.
You got to watch.
But I'm an OG.
You got to watch the Diddy documentary that 50 Cent did. And
I think you go on a list if you watch this.
It's going to break your heart when you find out stuff about Biggie. That when it comes to Diddy and Biggie's funeral and how Biggie didn't want to go to California.
His mom paid for it. They took it out of the life insurance. Already know. Yeah, man, it was piece
dirty.
Of crap.
Biggie wanted to go overseas because they were going to promote the album, but Diddy said we're going to the Source Awards in California.
You know, that party part of it is with the Puffy stuff is like they knew that he had something to do with that, and they're like, all right, if we like what they did with OJ, like we know you did that, but we didn't get you for it, so we're going to get you on tax evasion instead.
It's pretty much heavily alleged that he might have been involved with the Tupac's.
God, what demise. A piece of crap.
Especially the first time when I didn't know. Obviously, I knew Tupac got shot at the studio. I didn't know Diddy was there, too, when it happened.
I thought you were going to tell me that, like, Biggie was a pedophile or something. I was like, there's no way. I think it's hard for a cross-eyed person to be a pedophile.
It really is. Chris Benoit would have been 59 years old today.
Well, rot in hell.
Yeah, I mean, you could... JR's right. You can never put him in any kind of Hall of Fame.
Nope.
Even though he's a great worker. Supersedes everything.
Yeah, of course. I mean, crap.
7-year-old son. And of course, you know, Nancy. Woman.
But puts a Bible by their body. Turn to the same.
They said that his brain resembled that of an 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. It's how bad it was.
You know, when you turn 40, your brain does start shrinking. Like, literally start shrinking at 40.
Dude, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I'm 46. At this point, I need all the brain power I can get.
Yes. That's true.
Yep.
It's very sad, though. Very sad thing about that little kid. That's awful. And then, he had the other son from the other marriage.
Looks just like him.
Has the same last name. It's like, oh, God. Mm. And he goes to, like, wrestling events. It's like, oh, God.
It's got
to
be awkward, right?
Yeah, incredibly awkward. I pray for that kid. That's he's not. He's like 20s now, but anyway. Oh,
just remember, if you ask for a prayer request, you have to tell me.
If you're, yeah, I don't do unanswered private prayer requests.
It's not very Christian-like for you to ask me for an unanswered prayer request. I need to know what it's about.
You might have prayed for another mosh shooting or something.
Oh my God!
I'm not down with that.
No. You could pray for extra helpings at lunch.
Yeah. Free doubles. You know.
Not doing it.
Extra fry.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I was going to tell you. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
That baby back.